Hey, welcome. Welcome back. It's Monday. And this week I want to talk about vacation and you taking vacation. It's summertime. You have the time. Your kids are off from school. Those of you that have kids, those of you that don't have kids, well, the kids are off. They're enjoying the summertime. Why? Because it's time to relax. It's time to decompress. It's time to de-stress. That's what the summertime's for, because once we get into the fall, slippery slope right into the holidays, and then the new year, we start all over again, tax season, and we get back into springtime. Everything's new, everybody wants to get things done, there's new things to do, new projects, new ways of doing, of being, of living, and then comes summer vacation all over again. So you've got the time, use it, take that time, you earned it, they're giving it to you for a reason. So get out there, share life, learn something new, get out there and experience something different, and do it with the family. You don't have to do it by yourself. Sure, if you don't have kids, obviously, you know, well, get some friends together and go out and do something, get away. You have vacation, you have that time off, you've earned it, use it. There's nothing wrong with it, that's why we have it. And for some reason, you know, I'm going to get into it a little bit more later on, but for some reason we feel that we're indispensable. We feel that we have to be committing 100%, otherwise it's going to look bad on us. You know what looks bad on you? It's when you crash and you burn. That's what looks bad on you. It's because you couldn't handle it. You couldn't take the time to just develop a little work-life balance. Yes, there'll never be work-life balance. There's always got to be something that's going to give. But you know what? It's got to give on an everyday basis. It has to give all the time. You can't just say, oh, well, it's going to be work and then family. No, it's a constant struggle. It's an everyday struggle. And you are mature enough to know when to use it and when not to use it, when to balance one over the other, when to give more precedence over the other. But you'll never achieve full balance. And if you do, it's only momentarily. It's only temporary. It's in passing as you're shifting sides. So understand that the only way to really truly work-life balance is to constantly do it every day. Work at it. Give one day, give one the next day.